My message today for the youth is, remember. You know, it's hard for me to remember some things. I'm 73 years old and I'm not ashamed of it. I'm glad to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. But young folks, you're going to remember your day of graduation. You're going to remember proudly how you walked down the aisle and the things that you did on your graduation. And I commend you. You're so happy and you got some steps ahead of you. And you'll remember some of the words that Miss Knight said today. You'll remember your presence. You'll remember your first job after college. And you'll remember your first car that you've gotten. And you'll remember your first kiss or your first boyfriend or your first date. Some of those things you'll remember. I remember when I met my wife. It was 19... I don't remember the date. But we was on my sister's porch in Pittsburgh. But there's just certain things that you remember. You'll recall the mind. Those things, the day you joined the army and you were proud, your wedding, your marriage, and how you planned for your wedding. You'll remember so many things in your life. But one thing that you'll come to mind, when you get older, you'll start to forget things. I remember John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You'll remember some Bible scriptures like that. Philippians 3:14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's our standard. God gave us a leader that says, raise our standards this year. So what is your standard that you're going to raise since you graduate or since you're in school? You've got to have a purpose. You've got to remember where you want to go. You've got a roadmap. You've got a plan. And some of us just go by the seat of our and do what we want to do. But remember that you've got something ahead of you, something excited. I wrote down some things that I remember. I remember when I went into the service. I got out of high school, and I wasn't smart enough to take a test to join the Air Force. I wanted to be in the Air Force. But I wasn't smart enough. I admit it now. So I took the test for the Army and I joined the Army. Vietnam vet. I didn't want to go to Vietnam, but I remember the day when I went to boot camp. And boy, they worked me out. You had to do push-ups and you had to run 2 miles in 18 minutes or something like that. I couldn't run 2 miles in 20 minutes. But I remember those days. I remember those days when I got hurt in Vietnam and I was in the tunnel or under the thing at a place where I shouldn't have been, but God saved me. So there's three things that I would like to leave with you today that I hope that you will remember. You'll remember for the rest of your life, I hope. The first thing and the most important thing is that God loves you. God loves you. In spite of what you do or what you've done, God loves you. That's why it's important to memorize and place in your heart that God so loved the world. That world includes you in it. That for all have sinned and come short. There's none righteous. But I want you to remember in your younger days that God loves you right where you are. If you can remember nothing else, remember that God loves you in spite of you. In spite of you, He still loves you. That's important. That'll take you a long way, even when you're hurting. After your first love had failed and you got so upset and y'all split up, God still loves you. He loves you when you're hurting, when you're crying. So the word is remember now. Remember that God loves you wherever you are. If you're in North Carolina, or you're in Texas or in Florida, wherever your job carries you, remember, God loves you. In spite of you, He still loves you. And you can always run to Him in any time, instantly. We're so instant now, we Google it, and if Google don't come right away, we think our phone is broke. But God comes when He wants to. We can't rush Him. We can't tell Him we need it right now. We can tell Him, but He'll give it to us when He wants to. So remember, God still loves you in spite of you. The second thing I want to bring to mind is you have to trust somebody. In your life of travels, you're going to have to trust somebody. Ask the old folks. Don't ask me. But ask the old folks. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with what? What does all mean? All means all, and that's all means. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I'm so proud of the young lady and the young man who started their own business. They had to step out like Peter did on the waters to see. See if it works. See if this entrepreneur thing is as real can get. They had to trust somebody. They had to trust in themselves. They had to trust in themselves to make sure that what I'm doing is right. But above that, I hope that they trusted in the Lord. Because without me, ye can do nothing. That's the Bible. That's the Bible. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. That's good stuff. That's good news. That's good news. I'm looking at Ms. Cavill. I remember days when we used to have sleepovers. You got to ask Ms. Cavalier about them days. We would go and have an all-nighter. And the young folks would stay. We would try to keep y'all up for 24 hours. Well, 12 hours. You remember those days? Those are some days that, you know, we had enjoyment. The Word of God was taught then. So I want you to have the Word of God in your heart. Hide thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Learn to hide that word. It's a pillar. It's a stable. It'll keep you stable. Trust in the Lord. Ain't that right? I look around and we see the testimonies of folks who have trusted in the Lord. So the first one was what? Remember what? God loves you. Second one is remember to trust in the Lord. And the third is be steadfast. You be steadfast. You be committed. Be steadfast, unmovable, and always, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm proud of this young lady. She wants to have a bonfire for young folks. That's exciting. I'm excited for them. I had a bonfire one time. I'm just so glad God loves me. I'm so glad He loves me. God is so good, my friends. Be committed. Be sold out. You're going to work. You got to work. You got to pay taxes so I can stay retired. It's the truth. If you don't work, I don't get my Social Security. Please work. God loves you. I'm so glad. We talked about it in Sunday school. Being sold out. Being committed. Having that relationship with no matter what. They're not going to change you. They're not going to change you because that's who they're after. You. So be committed. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. But long as you trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understandings, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. And He shall direct thy path. I'm done. Ain't no more I can say. But maybe you're here and you never trusted in the Lord. You won't prosper. You won't be successful. Because I believe the Bible is true. He says, trust in me. Because without me, you can do nothing. I believe that. I believe that. What about you? You have to walk this road of life. Only way you're going to be truly successful is to walk with Him. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Let's pray. Father God, we are so thankful that you love us. You love us in spite of us. And Father, that we can be committed and we can be sold out if we trust in you. So Father, there might be someone here today who never met you and the pardon of their sin. They never confessed their sin. They never been committed to you. Would you draw them ever so close to you? Would you work in the young people's lives today, Father? Give them a desire to be sold out for you. And we as old folks, Father, may we be committed to pray for them, to pass the torch of thy word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Would you cut us that will draw us to you? For we love you and praise you. In Christ's name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're going to have an selection, I believe, now. And then I'll come back. And selection and offering. Amen? Amen. I don't want to pass up the opportunity to give someone an opportunity here to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. You may have questions. You may say, I don't understand what you're saying. I don't know anything about trusting in someone that I've never seen. Well, you have an opportunity here at Crossroad Baptist Church to learn about a true and living God. So if you're one here today who's never met him, we ask that you would come and commit your life to him. Is there one today? Amen. We're going to ask the deacons and the ushers to come for the offering. Amen.